T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Well, that's certainly the case if you live in the Mays School District, that's for sure. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We want to invite you to visit our John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Please take some time to like and share the page. We try to fill it with stories and polls and links to our podcasts of all our previous episodes. We appreciate your support. Wouldn't be here without the support of our listeners like you. The Kansas Truth Caucus, one of our supporters, we've always had the support of the Truth Caucus. Appreciate those folks. Truth Caucus is a coalition of legislators in the Kansas House and Senate who seek to champion and communicate the core conservative principles that we all believe in. They one of the things that they do is produce a series of Truth Minutes, and we're proud to share them with you periodically when we can. And here's one of them.
Welcome to the Kansas Truth Minute. Facts about Kansas you may not know. What Kansas County is known as the wheat capital of the world? Stand by for the answer. But first, according to the Tax Foundation, Kansas has the 8th highest sales tax rate in the entire country when you combine state and local taxes. The average sales tax rate in Kansas is 8.62%. Unlike many states, Kansas taxes virtually everything, including your groceries. In some communities, the sales tax exceeds 10%. And now, the wheat capital of the world. It's Sumner County in South Central Kansas, where farmers produce more wheat than any other place on earth. And that Kansas is the truth. Learn more about truth in Kansas at kansastruth.com.
Yeah, so this is a great group of folks, and if you don't know if your Kansas House member or senator is a member of the Truth Caucus, ask them, because if they are, then they share that belief in our core principles of limited government, individual liberty, freedom. If they're not a member of the Truth Caucus, well, they should be, and if they're not, there's a reason for it, and they don't share our belief in those true core conservative principles that we hold dear and that we carry on our fights for. I also want you to visit the website, Kansas Truth Caucus. It's kansastruthcaucus.org. Great organization, great folks. Make sure you check it out. I want to let you know we have a few exciting upcoming guests. Next week, we'll be joined by 1st District Congressman Roger Marshall. And then coming up on Sunday, September 8th, we have a very special guest with us. In October of 2009, Abby Johnson was the director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Texas, who, after participating in an actual abortion procedure for the first time, quit her job and walked down the street to join the Coalition for Life. That simple act became a national news story, a best-selling book, and now a hit Hollywood motion picture. The movie is entitled Unplanned and is an eye-opening look inside the abortion industry from a woman who was once its most passionate advocate. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to see Unplanned, the movie. It is a phenomenal film. It did show here in the Wichita area, and recently was released on DVD, Blu-ray, and streaming services. If you haven't seen the film, I highly recommend it. On Sunday the 8th, the star of the movie Unplanned, the lead actress who plays Abby Johnson. Her name is Ashley Bratcher. She is a pro-life activist. She's a strong pro-life conservative actress, rare in Hollywood. But Ashley Bratcher will be with us. She's going to discuss the film and her new scholarship program for pregnant women. This is an interview that we've been trying to set up for a number of months, and it's something that I've been really looking forward to. But Ashley Bratcher from the movie Unplanned will be with us on Sunday the 8th. We're really looking forward to that. And it's one of the things that, I've been just dying to try and get Ashley on the show. As always, what we try and do here is we try and bring you different guests. And it's a different format than what some do. We'd like to take calls, and that's all well and good. But my goal is always to try and bring you interviews with different folks and different perspectives so that you get a real opportunity to see and hear different, you know, stories, both national, local, Wichita, surrounding areas, and statewide. And that's kind of what we're going for with the theme of the show. Next week, we're going to have a couple of other interesting guests, but I'm going to kind of hold them to a little bit to my chest. But we've got some more here coming up in the next month or so. So make sure you you kind of keep watch of that Facebook page, because we will share those with you as we kind of get them ready to roll out. I don't want to give away too much, but we've got some really cool things coming as we get into the fall. As I was looking at the stories on, and I really don't mean to pick on the Mays School District, but when you ask people for $108 million and you refuse to be transparent about how you're going to spend their money, you kind of deserve it. The last thing that I started to notice here, and it actually came from Representative Leo Delperdang, and there's a sign ordinance that restricts where you can put yard signs to promote, well, if you're running for state office or, you know, going to advertise a garage sale or a lawn mowing service, you can't put your yard signs within the right-of-way. So there's usually a restriction. Usually it's 6 to 9 feet from an intersection. And it helps in one thing. It helps towards safety so drivers aren't distracted when they come to an intersection, that kind of stuff. Well, apparently in Mays, the city administrator is not enforcing the law on the school district. And if you drive through Mays, you'll see the vote yes for kids sign. Because remember, a yes vote is for the kids, and if you vote no, you hate children. And the city administrator is not enforcing their sign ban on the school district. So once again, you have a double standard on transparency, and you have a double standard when it comes to the school district. This is the kind of stuff that you don't have a level playing field when it comes to these organizations, and you see it time and time again, where they expect you to pay, they expect more money, they expect different treatment, it's different rules for different entities. And this is why people get frustrated when you have administrators making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and yet their best number for school readiness is still less than 50%. Their best number on math for 10th grade, not low income, was 49.5. Over 50% of the students in 10th grade are not ready at basic math. They're not proficient. But no, let's give them another $100 million so they can build a new pool. These are the things that frustrate people. These are the things that we don't, it's not that voters in Mays don't want the school district to get more money. But I think voters in Mays want to make sure that money is spent the right way. Put it in the classroom. Make sure that money is going to instruction. But we don't know, because we can't figure out how you're spending the money, because Dr. Higgins refuses to publish just the basics of how the staff payroll is laid out. And frankly, if I were a voter in the Mays School District, I wouldn't vote for that. I would not vote yes for Mays School's new bond proposal until they were more transparent on how they were spending the money. It is incumbent upon any school district, any elected official, to be transparent with how they are spending the taxpayers' money. And they're not in the Mays School District. And if you're not going to be transparent on how you're spending the people's money, how can you expect to ask in good faith? How can you go to the taxpayers and ask for more of it? But that's just me. That vote's coming up soon. I sure hope the Mays School District will at least share how they're going to spend that money. You've been listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We sure hope you'll join us next week, where we'll have Congressman Roger Marshall. And coming up on the 8th, Ashley Bratcher. Thanks for joining us. Carry on, my friends.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.